Chumashir Parshas Vayakal Pekudei.
Vayakel Moshe Eskos Das Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem Eile Advorim Asher Tzivu Hashem La'asot Yisrois. So Rabbi Yankev says a beautiful word. Says Vayakel, first time Moshe Rabbeinu gets Klal Yisrael together. Says when Klal Yisrael will mekabel the Torah, was Vayichan Shom Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. Ki ish echot belev echot. Klal Yisrael were together. And this is the way they accept the Torah. Ki ish echot belev echot. Ish echot belev echot, they accept the Torah. Then was the Egel. And the Egel, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael broke. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael stopped. Chazal bring down that in Yerushalmi there was 12 Agolim. Every Shevet had his own Egel. If it means that Kipshuto, there was like 12 cows going around, or Chazal mean that every group in Klal Yisrael had a soga in the Egel and the Avodah Zorah in their way. They served the Egel. This kind of Avodah Zorah, this lack of Emunas Chachamim, this lack, every group had their Egel. I don't know what the Yerushalmi means. The Yerushalmi says, Letaivo Yevakesh Nifrod. When it comes to Taivas, for bad, it's Nifrod. Klal Yisrael are not one group together. But for Kabbalah Sittoyre, was Vayichan Shom Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. When the Mishkan was built, like Rashi says, Mishkan Ha'edus, Sheniskapel Yisrael Chata Egel, the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do is to bring back the Achdus to Klal Yisrael. So the Mele, Vayakel Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael and he made Achdus and he put them together. And Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the pasuk: Sheishes yomim te'osem melocho ubayim ashvi yir lochem kodesh Shabbos Shabboson laHashem lo yisasu boim melocho kol ha'isse boim melocho yumos lo yisevaru eish bechol moshveseichem biyoyim haShabbos. So everyone that hears the Kriyas HaTorah right away has the famous question: Yom Ashvi yir lochem kodesh Shabbos Shabboson LaHashem, kol ha'oise boi melocha yumos, you're not allowed to do melocha on Shabbos. Lo yisevaru eish b'chol mosh mesech. It says not to do melocha. Why it says not to put on a fire? A fire is one of the melochas. So Rashi brings down, the Gemara has two shittas. One man the Omer holds lechalek. I would think you only chayev on Shabbos all of the melochas together. If you do one melocha, you're not chayav. So they say, v'arueish, even if you do one individual melocha, you're chayav. Or Rabbi Yosi holds, havore lelav yotzes. When you put on a fire in Shabbos, you're not chayav misa. You're not chayav chatos. You're not chayav koros. You just get malchus. No one passes like Rabbi Yosi. I think maybe Avdenezer. Or b'chutz from the Avdenezer, and I didn't see no one that passes like Rabbi Yosi. But let me frigin a shayle. Why? Why all of the melochas of Shabbos you chayev misa? Kores, chados, fire. The love yotzes. The value. A por aduma. Shabbos is the shkin por aduma. So I heard a givaldi givot from Avigdor Nevinzal, the rabbi of the old city of Yerushalayim. Said, why is Shabbos? Hashem did the melocha for 6 days, and b'yom ha'shvi'i shavas. Chazal tell us, everything was created till Shabbos. One thing was only created in potential and was not created before Shabbos is fire. Adam HaRishon Motzei Shabbos took two rocks and he rubbed them to each other and he took a fire. This is the reason in Motzei Shabbos we bench on the Meira Reish. Because the fire was created in Motzei Shabbos. Potential, it was already created. But Lemaisa was no fire. B'meile, when Hashem was Shavis in Shabbos, the Shvisa from fire was not a fully Shvisa, because fire was never really done. So B'meile, Avore Lelav Yotzes. It's a beautiful vote. It's a beautiful vote. But the question is, it's Medug in the Psukim, it says, Vayish, Vayish Beis Beim Hashvi, Kivoy Shavas, He will show us mikol melachtoi, but ba'ish beis beim hashvi mikol melachtoi asher boro la'asos. This is boirei ma'ira oish, that this was only in potential. But here's the next question: why? Why the fire Hashem left the Motzei Shabbos? Again, we have to do Avdolah. But why? Why the fire was left the Motzei Shabbos? So Avigdor said a beautiful vault. Hashem created the world. But he left the fire that the human being has to finish it. The Gemara says that the Matrinusa, that was the princess, she asked Rabbi Shmuel, if Hashem doesn't like Ole, he wants everyone to be gemalt, so why he created a human being with an Ole and he have to peel it off? You say that this is not good, yeah? It's not Sama Mitzvah. Orel is Tome, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Orel is Orel Ketome. It's a chisor. A person is an oral, even if it's not his fault, he can't eat truma. Because oral is a mum. If a lekechem doesn't like oral, so why? So he said, Hashem wants us to fix ourselves. The human being is both created not to keep steady. He's created to become a better person. He creates us with oral, and we take it off. The Bria was that the person has to finish the Bria. Especially the fire that shows the Esh HaTeiro, the Esh HaIslaibus from Kedusha. That Hashem said, you have to finish. It's potential there, but you have to come to the fire. So when Hashem made the Bria Sa'olam, he left the human being to have the Chelek that he has to finish the Bria. The Bria is for us, and we know that the way we finish it is with Teire. Chaim Volozhiner explains, Teira is fire, Chazal say, Eish Shchoiro al Gabe Eish Levono, Mamed Ar Sinai is fire, the Gemara says, the Amiroi was sitting and learning in the house, the fire came down, the Teira comes with fire. Kiv Yochel Hashem said, the fire and the Briah, the physical and the spiritual fire, that a person has to do on his own. So Mele Hashem left it to the person to do. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Kol Nadiv Lebiyo, Yevio is Tumas Hashem, Zov, Kesef, Nechoishes, Zov, very expensive, Kesef, Nechoishes, Tcheles, Argomon, Oyres Eilim, Shemen, Lamoyer, Avni Shoyam, Vavni Miluim, Lo Eifet, Velachoishe. Vayetzu Kol Bnei Yisrael, Melifne Hashem, Vayoviyu Kol Isha Shenesu Eliboy, Tumas Hashem, Vayovoyu Anoshim Al Anoshim, Vchol Isha Shenimtsu Itchoy, then the scene he view is Avne Ashoyam ves Avne Miluim Loifud Velachoish. And it's a couple of things that I want really to go over in this parsha. It says when the scene he view, they bought it, Avne Shoyam, Avne Miluim. Rashi brings down it says the scene without a yud. Omar Abnosen, Maro Nesim Lisnade Bechanukas Mizbeach Betchilo. ובמלאכת המשכן לא ישנד, אלא כך אומרו הנשיאים, ישנדו ציבור מה שמסנדים, let the oilam to bring, ומה שמחסירים, what is missing, we will bring. כיוון שישלימו את הכל, שנאמר במלאכה או יסוד היום, והמלאכה או יסוד היום, they had enough, they didn't need more, we'll see it later. Amelocha Yisra, Daim Lochal, Amelocha Lassis, Ba'isa. Omo Nesim, Ma'aleinu Lassis. Hiviru es Avne Ashoya. Ve'lefishe nis'atzlu mitchilo nechsero ois mishmon. Ve'hanesom, Ksiv. They're missing a yud. They were lazy. They were lazy. First, the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, so because they were lazy, we took off a yud. Lazy, missing a yud. So what they fixed it, and Chanukas and Mizbeach, they're the first ones that bring korbanos. They were rushing. What happened? We suffer from it, yeah? How much much pesukim. This reasons. Chofetz Chaim said, "Es ma mezel leumaze." When you atzelus, the Torah is shorter. When you bezrizus, the Torah became more. But here is the shayla. The Nesim were lazy. Let's not vote. I'm going to be both. I don't understand. Lemaise, they were right. They said, we will see what is missing. In the end, the big diamonds were missing. They gave the $1 million donation. They were right. They said, we don't know what everyone has. Let everyone to give what they have. We are ensuring the campaign will be done. And they were right. The fishing, it's tower on the scene. So they don't know what. They bought the Avnei Shoyam. They bought it the last ones. Another question. The Chazal say, what is behind the scene? Rashi says, without a yud. The Gemara says that the clowns, how they have diamonds there? The Anon HaKoved bring it and they threw it down. Yonis ibn Uzil brings down. Ve'anesim. Ve'tavin ananei shemayo. And the clowns from the sky, Azlo le'Gan Eden, they traveled to Gan Eden, Nasiv in Tamon. Avni Barulte, Yos Avni Asholmulte, Umachisan Ba'apem Midborem. And they drafted in the midbar. As the rabbi of Israel, who might have the tzarich of Yisrael. And the Nesim bought it. And the Gemara Dash is, Hanesim, Miloshin Nesim Veruach. Nesim means clouds. So first, another kasha. So the Nesim bought it, or the clouds bought it? Clouds. Yeah? Same? Doesn't make a difference. Yeah? So who bought the Avnei Shoyam? The Anonim or the Nesim? So the Pshat is it. The Nesim were late. Klal Yisrael bought everything what is needed. Diamonds no one had in the Mishkan. Lemaisa the Nesim missed out, and they felt so bad. Hashem had rachmonis. So when the Anonim bought the diamonds, they dropped it near the Nesim, and the Nesim picked it up and they bought it. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that these diamonds were dropped near someone else also. They didn't have to drop near these Nesim. So because that the Nesim were late, so Hashem punished them, took off a yud. He felt bad for them. This is the reason, this is the answer. So it's both things together. This is the Pshut HaShul Dvor. A little bit more. When you see the beginning of the Parsha, it's a list. What they bought? Zohov, Kesef, Nechoishes, Tcheiles, Argomon, Telashoni. Avni Shoyam v'Avni Miluim. What is more expensive, gold or diamonds? Diamonds. So why the diamonds are the last one on the list? The answer is because the Nesim bought it in the end. The Pshat is as what was the mistake of the Nesim? Chazal tell us that the Mishkan was built from the heart of Klal Yisrael. Kol nediv libo yevi'eru es trumas Hashem. The Mishkan was built from the pasuk says like this. Vayoviu v'chol hashonot v'orichoi heviu es trumas Hashem. What they bought? Gold. Hashem built the Mishkan from the heart of Klal Yisrael. How you build the heart. You want to give a heart to Hashem. How you give a heart to Hashem? So your heart. You take something you love very much and you give it. This is the way you take the heart and you give it. Gold you love a lot. So you take the gold and you give it to Hashem. This is the way you give over. So Zov, Kesef, the Choshes, the Nesim, what are the last? So this is the last one on the list. You write that the diamond is more expensive. But here we're not talking about diamond. But now listen carefully. The Nesim said, we will see what they're missing. It's a vault of the Magid Midubne, such a beautiful vault. They had enough and more. That was enough or is more? You don't say it was enough and it was more. More is enough, yeah? So you can answer Balabatish, it will be now the sugya, I'll tell you all mahalach. Yeah? Could be more, but some things are missing and some things are more. So we'll leave it to the Babikam, yeah? Zog the Magi Midubna, and the Goyen says the same Yesod. Was everything what they need and was extra. When they finished to build, was nothing left. Hashem made a nest that all of the extra went in. Why? The Mishkan is not materialized. It's a heart of Klal Yisrael. If a person gave this gold as a piece of heart, the whole heart has to go in. So Amelocha Yisodayom V'Hoysa. L'maisa in the end, everything was taken. It was no extra piece. The Nesim say, we will wait to see what is missing. Nesim, you don't chap. We don't need the material to build the Mishkan. We need the heart. Give your heart. What will be missing, Hashem will make that be there. It's not, the Nesim looked at it, we need material to build the Mishkan. We are looking at it and not material to live the Mishkan. We want to give the heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll see what he's missing. He's not missing nothing. It's not Hashem. Hashem needs the gold from Klal Yisrael. What is missing? He will drop down. You think it was a campaign to help the Mishkan? It's not a campaign to help the Mishkan. It's not a fundraising for the Mishkan. It was a heart. Nedim Liba Yevier is Tumas Hashem. Everyone is giving a heart. So when the Nesim are late, they're missing the whole purpose. We'll see what you're missing. Hashem, don't worry. Hashem needs help. He doesn't need help. He wants pieces of heart. It's brought down the Inyan Le'inyan Bo'isa'inyan. It says later, Va'anoshim Yivi'u Ala Noshim. So it's mashal, the Noshim were the main part, and the men came with them. Maybe later if we'll have time, we'll go in a little bit to that. Why the Noshim was so special? So I heard a Givaldi Kipshat. The men already gave money in the Egel. The Noshim never gave. Yeah? The Noshim never gave. The Noshim gave now. This is pure. Give to the Egel. They're the donors. They're the donors. They're the big donors. Boom, boom, they give. Say it. The Noshim, I don't know, in the wrong place they don't give. They give only in the right place. This is Leif. The other one is donor. He also goes, he throw a lot of little stunts, some hit in the right place. What was special about the Noshim? They gave to the right place. Another pshat the Mefoshim say that the Noshim gave the jewelry, as Chazal say, they came with the jewelry. And they took it off in front of the Kohanim. Could say, Ashtik Lak, it's serious maybe. The men don't have jewelry. What they had already, they took off already, you know, they gave already to the Egel, yeah? They had to go to the safe. So the Noshim ran right away. The Anoshim, but it's more for that. Why the Noshim had to take it off? They wanted to show, we're giving Hashem ourselves. I'm giving what I'm wearing. Ah, I took out old jewelry that I'm not using and I gave, you know, I have extras, yeah? Then I have doubles, then I got, you know, five from the chasana, yeah? No, the ones that I'm wearing. The lave. Person wants to give the lave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eile pkudei ha-mishkon Mishkan Ha'edus Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe Avodas Ha'Levim Tzal Al Benuri Kol Azov Ha'Osi Lemelochem Ha'Melechus HaKodesh Vahiz Nav Atnuf Ha'Otesha Ve'Esem Kikar Kesef Kudim Bekel Ha'Gulgoyles Vahim Me'as Ha'Kesef Lotzeses Adonai HaKodesh Unachoshes Atnuf Ha'Otesha. Something very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a report what he did with the money. Saying over vault chedruk, a beautiful vault. Moshe is giving a report. He says, Tuzach, why Aaron did not give a report of the money of the ego? Didn't find Michalis will ask for a report? But he says a better Zach. It says, what was the money again? Kol zav atnufa. think maybe it's a Meliboch, I'm not sure, but one of the two. Kozav at Nufo Teisha Ve'esrim Kiko. You see Parshas Pekudei Lamedches. Kesef Pekudei Ha'edo, Mes Kiko. Bekel HaGulgoyles. Nechoishes, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu explained what they did with the silver. He said they did like this. They did the Adonim, the rest they did the Vavim. Nechoishes, what they did the Adonim, they did the Mizbeach. And the Zov, Moshe doesn't give a report what they did with the money. He only gives a report how much money was. But he doesn't give a report what they did with the money. The Zohar, Moshe said, was X amount of Zohar. They built the Mizbeach. Moshe didn't give the Cheshmer. The guys that gave the Kesef, the guys that gave the Nechoshes, they want to know exactly what exactly is done. He says, this is, he says, Doiris Alamol. He brings down another Givaldi Givalt. Says that. It says in Rashi, from where they had Atzei Shittim, they were carrying the Atzei Shittim. They were carrying the Atzei Shittim with them. Yaakov took down the Atzei Shittim and Klal Yisrael would take. So who was carrying these Atzei Shittim? Big pieces of wood. Klal Yisrael. No one mentions a credit to someone to carry this. Moshe Rabbeinu carries Aron Yosef. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is busy carrying. You know how much people, when they're going out of Mitzrayim, will carry the Kroshim? I mean, these people didn't have time also. They didn't have time to do nothing else. So what you'll answer? Yeah, the goddess of Moshe that he didn't take from Bizas Hayom. This Bizas also didn't have time to take from Bizas Hayom, yeah? They were busy carrying it. Someone was, if you could have put it down and go to collect money, Moshe also could have put down the oil and collect money. The ones that were carrying the other stuff didn't have place. So it was a whole group that were carrying holts, big pieces of wood. No mention. Moshe Rabbeinu carried the oil of Yosef, Michacham Lev, Yikach Moshe, Shebeshor, Shekulam Nisasku, Bebizos Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with the crushing. But a person is busy with a mitzvah l'shem shamayim. He's giving up l'shem shamayim. When it comes to ben adam l'chaveiroi, when it comes to ben adam l'chaveiroi, there is a gavus. Chazal say, b'shas d'churban Yitzchok came and said, Ribbono shel olam, I was masking to be shecht. Save my kids. Hashem said, I can't. Yaakov came. Hashem said, I can't. Rachel said, I was mevatel the simonim to my sister. Hashem said, yes. Ki shama Hashem kolech v'shavu banim legvula. Ab chesed leben adam lachaveiroi, a person has. Why? I suppose Yosef, he has kids. He has Einiklach. Shevet Yosef. Why I have to be busy with it? His family could help him. He has grandchildren. I have to go to visit them. He has family. They could support him. I have to help him. Here's the mitzvah. When the stam is a mitzvah, a lot of people are masking to be my son Nefesh. Yitzchak is masking to be my son Nefesh. People are carrying the eitzim for the Mishkan. What, we'll put down now the money for the gold to collect Bizas Hayom? The godless is. This is the godless. When it's a mitzvah, ben adam l'chaveiroi, then it's a godless of a person that he's mevater to be oisik in the ben adam l'chaveiroi instead of that. I want to say a vote for Rebel before we start the second part of Pasha Sporo. He asked the Kasha, we have in the Rimoinim, I just wanted to also to know this Yediyah Be'etzim, as a stira how the Rimoinim were done. The Rimoinim we had in the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol was Rimoinim, this was for material, and inside was Pa'amoinim, bells. Now, as a stira in the Targum Onkelus, if the bells were inside or the bells were outside. In our parshas, it's mashma that the bells were inside the Rimoinim. And in the parshas Kisiso, Pashasem, Trumot, the Tzave, it's mashma that the bells were outside. And Rebbe says, it's a machleikis. I wanted to know this machleikis. The machleikis is Shitas Rashi in all these parshas, that the whole Mishkan came after the Chet HaEgel. Mishkan Eidus, Eidus Li Yisrael. Rashi in Parshas Kisiso brings down Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. ויידן אל מוישה אין מוקדם ומאוחר בתוירו מייסר העגל קוידם לציב מלאכס המשכן יומים רבים שערי ביוד זיין בתמוז נשברו הלוחס so I know I have here the new chumashim it's not good but all the chumashim that we have in the house The old chumashim, you know, every time nu is a mile, nu is a chisor. And the old chumashim, so Rashi Shita is, in Mugdam Mucha Batayro was the Egel and then was the Mishkan. And the old chumashim, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, after this Rashi is a bracket. צורך עיון טובה דיל מהכל כסדר וציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישה היה בארבעים יום הראשונים תרם עשו יישום העגל וקודם רידתו מהר עשו העגל ומוישה לא הגיד לישראל ציווה המשכנה לאחר יום כיפה so it's בבוס דאגוה אין רעשי אין פרשס כסיסו learns השם said את ציווה המשכן before then was חת העגל And then Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do the Mishkan. Rashi learns not like that. Mishkan Eidus, Eidus LeYisrael, Sheniskapo Lehem HaEgel. But is Agoya B'shitas Rashi? The problem is in all the boys when they have the Luchu Moshe, they don't know, even at the Lunch Time Mikro with Rashi, they don't know that it's Agoya B'Rashi. So the Rebbe, Lefida Agoya B'Rashi, the Tzivui was before the Chet HaEgel. So then the bells were in between the Rimonim. After the Chet HaEgel, while the gold is the Chet HaEgel, the mele for Kapore, in Kategor, Nase Kategor, the bells were put inside. Inside the Rimoinim. The bells were not in between the Rimoinim, the bells were inside the Rimoinim. The bells were inside the Rimoinim. Mele, he says, we have a steer in Yonis Ibn Uzir. Yonis Ibn Uzir says, In Parshas Tetzave, there was 71 bells. In our Parsha, he says, there was 72 bells. And the answer is, the Yonis Ibn Uzir learns, is different shittas how the Me'il was. Some people learn it was like a talis cotton, some learn like a dress, and some learn like American coat. Talis cotton means cut completely. A dress, like a dress. American coat means that it's closed from the back and open in the front. The Yonis Ibn Uzir learned that it was like a coat, the mele. And the beginning was a rimon and a bell, a rimon and a bell, a rimon and a bell. If you have 72 rimonim, you only could have 71 bells. Because in between 72 rimonim, rimon has to be in between. After the Chet HaEgel, when the bells had to go inside the rimonim, you had to add a bell. This is the reason the Yonis Ibn Uzir in Parshas Tetzaveh has 71 bells. And in Parshas, in our Parsha, the Yonis Ibn Uzir has 72 bells. And the new Chumashim, they say Tzorichion and they fix it 72. It's a different new, it's not the same. But I'm saying, people fix. You learn about it. I mean, you raised out the Rashi, so you don't know that was before and after. So maybe you have to answer a different answer on the Stira. I'm saying this is what I decided to say, just that the Olam will know there's a big machlekes in the Tzfas HaDvorim. Mishkan, Egel, and then they build it, or it was an Egel, And then came the parsha of the Mishkan. Shitas Rashi, without the Agoy, and Rashi in our parsha, that Seder Advorim was Mishkan, Egel, and then Mishkan. And the Agoy and Rashi, and Mistomes, the Yonison, and the Unkelus, was Tzivui. Moshe didn't tell the Klal Yisrael yet. It was Chet HaEgel. I mean, he was planning to tell them when he came down about the Mishkan. But the Maisa was a Chet HaEgel. So he didn't tell them. He went upstairs to Metak in the Chet HaEgel. And then he went down. This week, Chutz from Parshas Vayakil Pekudei, is called Parshas Po. What is Parshas Po? Chazal says, Zois Chukas HaToiro. Zois Chukas HaToiro. Sha'um HaSo'ilom Mekatrigim LeYisrael Ma Tam Yeshbo Lefichach Omro Toiro Zois Chukas HaToiro. There's no Tam. Zois Chukas HaToiro. There's no Hezbo. Gzeiroi Milefonai. Chazal told us, Shlomi HaMelech said, Omarti Yachkomo V'Yerechoiko Supora Aduma. Frag the Besalevi. Ask everyone why you do Pora Aduma. Rashi brings down. Tovoy aim. Vetechaper tsoyas bno. We did the egel. The mother comes to clean the mess of her kid. Everyone knows that. We say in Shabbos, some say it, some don't say it, but it's printed in the Siddur. Yoitzos. This is one of the nicest things to see. Especially if you don't have to say it, so then it's the nicest things to see. I want to read a piece from the Yoitzos. Kol imureo choku ein leharer. Kulom nechoichim lemeivin. Hem emiru kovoid beben poro. They did their egel. Tovo imoi will come the mother. Shehi poro. V'ti Elohim kapor. It's rhymes, yeah? It's a goodness. Heme edimu boiponim. They did red. Aver is called red, right? Yom Kippur, we take the red thing, and then we turn it. Tovo imo ishihi adumo. They did adumo. Take a por adumo. Hem chortu milios tmimim, right? It says bacheret, that they did shapes on it. Tovo imoi Tmimo, and she will mechaper. What they did, mum, they became bali mumim. So the mother has to be. Hem porku oil, right? Prikas oil. Tovo imoi sheloyo leo leo oil. Hem nikalu ala koyen. They wanted to kill the koyen. Only koyen could do the por. And he goes weiter. What they did to the egel? Sure, what they did to the egel? What Moshe did? When he came, what he did to the egel? Burned it. And grind it. What they do to the Pora Aduma? Burn it and grind it. Hem tzofu ba'eish v'tochnu. How much people die? Shlosh alofim. The shlosh minim k'sheir. If you go weiter, everything, mamish, like a glove. Frek de Besalevi, and then you tell me, Pora Aduma, no one knows the pshat. It's the easiest thing, and if you forget, you open the yitzvahs. I'm saying, oh, you come to someone to Shabbos, to the Shabbos, ask for a yitzvahs, and ask the question. Every word is mamish. Take a seat with big letters, yeah? Zog de Besalevi. What was the Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel was Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come back. Klal Yisrael said, we need a manik. We don't know what it means. They didn't want to be Eved Avodah Zarah. They wanted a Mekasha. A Mekasha. And the big Atzeres of Bnei Brak, they asked the question, it was one of the Darshanim. He said, he doesn't understand why they needed an eagle. It was Aaron. Why didn't they approach Aaron? Aaron is not good. So he spoke in Ruach HaDvorim. He didn't want Aaron. Yeah? But this was already his But some people don't want Aaron, yeah? But this was his drasha. But the question was, it's not Aaron. Moshe is not around, we need an eagle. Aaron would say, I'm around, what is the problem? Number one disappeared, number two is here. But they wanted an eagle. They wanted someone in between them. They met L'Shem Shomayim. They met L'Shem Shomayim. Aaron says, I didn't know, it came out. What was the time? Hashem said to do something. When Hashem says to do something, you have to follow. Without chishboinus, Hashem said, "Lo yisase lecho kol pesel v'chol tmuno." I don't want. I don't want. You can have rabbein, you can have nevim. This you can have. A getchka? No. L'shem shomayim aher, l'shem shomayim ahin. I remember when I was a bocher, well, some people had an idea to make it a kind of kiruv in Russia. How they would do that? They would go there and they make parties, they bring some drinks, they will dance. Eventually, you know, after 5 days, they start to register them to, you know, classes and lectures and those and seminary. Oh, but the beginning, the first days of the party is Scholem and Akevis. There's no difference in that country. Scholem and Akevis, it's, so, you know, it's a country without religion. Came to ask Rav Shach. But you don't understand. In 10 years, from this 2,000 people, 500 Yingalite, 500 Nesyanke. If we don't do this party, Shach told him, Hashem doesn't need from people, He manages. He needs you to listen. A part of listening is to do kikuf. But if it's not what you have to do, Abachu on the Seder, he went to Shmuz to someone. It's not what Hashem wants. He went to help someone. It's not what Hashem wants. It's not what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't need help. He could manage on his own. If he wants, in 1 second, everyone becomes from him. If he wants, 1 minute, everyone goes off the derech. I have a mitzvah to help. I have to check what Hashem wants. This was the Chatayim. So it's like this. Pol Aduma, for sure, is like a glove to the Maisa Egel. Mamish fits. It fits. But why take it? It's metame satahoirim u metayer satmeim. It's against every logic. So it doesn't make sense. Metame satahoirim u metayer satmeim. It doesn't make sense. That does not say Hesper here. So what Hashem gave us a mitzvah that is exactly like the Egel, what doesn't make sense. For sure, the Poraduma, everything is connected to Egel. Oh, but the match, the catch, what it does, there's no one could help. How that water takes off the tumor and the guy that trips it becomes tana, this doesn't make sense. Oh, but this is the kaporis of the Beis Halevi. To listen to Hashem, not because I understand. Not because it makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. But I'm listening because Hashem told me to do it. I think it's old-fashioned to do like this. I think the shita sechinuch is old-fashioned. This is the way we do it. What we have to do, this is the way we do it. You're not allowed to look here, you're not allowed to look here. This is the way we do it. Someone asked me, a friend of mine. Then he was living in New York somewhere. He said, in his house, mamash, his rules, everything. He has neighbors around him that mamish have everything. And their kids in the end, you know, the beginning, the mamish, Pitam comes to yeshiva, and he sees the bochim are very matzliach. His kids, he doesn't know. Gadah, Baruch Hashem. His kids, Baruch Hashem, came out chashuv kids. But then he didn't know that. And he's not me. I have a son. Maybe look, I see these people. The kids become very chashuv. Maybe I have to follow them. What is the answer? I don't know what the answer. We have halacha. Shema benimus avicho chinuch. You mechuyav to tell the kid not to do that. Hashem takes care of the rest. We don't ask questions. Zog de Besalevi. This is our week's parsha. We're going to read Vayakel Pekudeg. You know, a lot of people get very annoyed. They don't understand. Instead of writing Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel did everything. No. Vayas Bezalel. The whole parsha. One thing is at least not so much Rashi, yeah? But all of us pass that interesting feeling. You know what it says in every pasuk? Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Zog de Beis Halevi. Bezalel knew why when the kruvim do like this, the shechina zips down. Why when lechem aponim, the kedusha comes from here, and parnasa comes into klal Yisrael. Why when you do the menorah like this, chokhmas hatere comes in. We don't understand that. He knew how the worlds are mamish tied. After Hashem gave him that chokhmah, he could have did the kelim without remembering what Moshe told him. He knew the chokhmas hayetzira. For the same reason Hashem said the orin is 2.5, we don't understand that. Yeah, Bezalel knew the reason. But when he did it, he didn't do it not because... He did it because kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. This made the Mishkan to Bichal. What is it? Something only for the Mevinim. Only for the Mevinim. A lot of times as mitzvahs, they tell you that, you know, when you do this, the Malach HaShoras dance. This is the biggest segula for this. This is the biggest segula for this. And sometimes for Nebuch people, you have to have that. This is missing the point. I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it. I'm saying Nishmas when if Hashem said to do it, yeah? Not because if I say Nishmas, these things happen. And if I go there to that camp, so you're not doing Hashem Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Not saying you're not allowed to have schools. But we have to keep the Torah because Hashem said to do it. That is the biggest Ashroa Sashchina. That is the biggest Sifui. This is the Pora Aduma. So Avada, the Chet of Kasiz Rebisalevi, the Chet of Klal Yisrael. So this stems with the Rashi. The Mishkan was the Kapore. And Mishkan Aegnus and Kasher also Bezalel San, everything. It's Mudgash in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk is maybe we have 30 Pasukim like that. Vayas Bezalel Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Vayas Bezalel Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Vayas Bezalel. It was Avoido. Bezalel knew why to do it. Person can give tzedakah, he has rachmonis on the other person. It's a mitzvah of rachmonis. I'm doing a mitzvah now. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm doing chesed. I'm doing rotzen Hashem. I'm doing rotzen Hashem. I'm doing a mitzvah. Not only because I understand. And these things I don't understand. So the avoido is the parshas poro. I heard the Gevaldik Gevolt. Master the Kliyok already says it. That when someone dies on Pina Shika, there's no tumor. As they say, when Rebbe was Nifter, the Kliyanim were allowed to be Misasek, because the tumor is from the knife of the Yitzhore, there's a drop that comes out, that this really gives over the tumor. Zog the Kliyoko, when Klal Yisrael were before the Chataegel, they came to the Madrege that they didn't have to die. So if they would die, they would die between the Shike. So it would be no tumor. So because they did the Chataegel, it's tumor. So the Poraduma comes to take away the tumor. Again, the logic will leave it to the Beis Halevi. But one Reknech, not stand the Poraduma. Is mechaper. Not stand the poor aduma is mechaper the chet ha'egel. The tumor came duch the chet ha'egel. The tumor came duch the chet ha'egel, and the kapora is coming to mechaper this chelik. The kapora is coming to mechaper this chelik. Now, be'etzem, this is the chelik of parshas poro. This is the chelik of parshas poro. But the reason we do it now is also, you know, because Klal Yisrael had to metar themselves from Korban Pesach, so Misasek and Poro. But Be'emes is because the Mishkon, Shitas Rashi, is the Kapora and Chet HaEgel, and the Asiyah of Bezalel, everything is done al Pi Hashem, Kasher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe. This was the Tzur of the Avodah of the Mishkon. So B'meile it was given in that way, B'meile we say it in this way. But it's interesting. The Gemara in Brachos, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Odom Kiyomus Ba'oyel, Ein Divrei Teira Miskaimim Elo B'Mishemei Misatzmo Yolel. Chazal. יש כאן דרוש. Gemara in Brachos Samach Gimel, Zois Chukas HaToyro. So we said, Chukas Esaleim. HaToyro. Ein Divrei Teira Miskaimim Elo B'Mishemei Misatzmo Yolel. And the shayla is, why here? Why here? So before we say maybe a vote, Moshe Shtern will say Alamol, he said, we come to tell us, Torah is not like Tuma. Tuma, you know, if you touch, you become Tame. Says in Torah, people think, if I touch, I become Torah. I'm the son, I'm the friend, I'm the Talmud. Torah, you have to learn. You have to learn. Ein divrei Teira miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yolel. Ein divrei Teira miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmo yolel. I want to see two zachar. One zachar, when I said open shir from Rabbi Liboruch. Rabbi Liboruch said, the Teira is mu'uroso. It's like a marriage. It says, kalo, if you don't have a ksuva, Chazal says it's like a bias nus. It says, what if a person is married to the Teira? Married to the Teira means, why a person without a ksuva is not allowed to stay with his wife? Pshat, without a ksuva is, tomorrow I could drop you. Hey, God, today we're married. I don't want tomorrow, goodbye. The ksuva doesn't go like that. You can't leave. If you leave, you have to pay. It's a story. You can't drop her. You tied in with a agreement, with a contract. The tail is with a contract. Some people learn without a contract. What is the pshat they learn without a contract? A shveres sugya, not negeh. Iyun, not for me. Friday, not negeh. Saves man, not negeh. So that they don't understand. The problem is not that. So even the days that they're learning, it's znus, it's nishkin marriage. God, no, I'm very good. God, I leave at 10 o'clock instead of 10:30. God, I call a bit late. God, I miss Friday. You're never married to the Torah. This is znus. The kids don't belong to you. The Tetzor of Teira doesn't make you a different person. Oh, my little gun's fine. I'm learning, instead of 12 hours a day, I'm learning 8 hours. Znus. Znus. It's a vote of Rabbi Baruch. I don't want to say one revolt. I heard my son had a bar mitzvah. It was Pashas Poro. Pashas Poro original. I mean to say, and Pashas Chukas, not Pashas Poro. And the Rebbe spoke to kids 13 years old. But I felt that it was Mashpia on myself. He said, what's the Pshat? Zoy Tzchukas HaTeira Odom Kiyomus Be'oyel. He said, a Moshe. He said, it was a person that the doctors told him that he has to, for diet, he has to walk. So every day, he wanted to tell his wife that he has to walk. So every day, he would go outside the city and he would take a whole big walk. Then he would come back home. One day he was walking, he didn't realize it became late. He didn't know what to do. So he said, I'll take a short, he's late, he can't tell his wife that he's late, you know, she doesn't know that he's going for a walk. So he took a shortcut through the Beis HaKvoros. The Beis HaKvoros was a big caver, a new caver, managed done smooth. And I was realizing, he fell inside. So he stuck inside the caver, he tried to climb. But they did it like mamish good, that no one could come out. You know, he's trying, he's screaming, you know, it's like, well, it's the middle of the night, there's nothing more to do. So he said, we'll go to sleep tomorrow morning, hopefully, you know, someone will die, or someone will come for your time, they'll take him out, you know, there's nothing more he could do. He's sitting there, in the corner. Pitaum, he hears steps. So before he knows, the second guy falls in. Okay, he stands inside. He will look to see what the other guy is doing. Kids, the other guy starts to scream and yell and try. Kids, the other guy also can't get out. Okay, the other guy decides to himself, he'll go to sleep. Tomorrow morning, you know, someone will die, he'll be outside, he'll get out. He decides, you know, it's about two of us here. I fell first. I will ask him, you know, to put like a hand. I will climb out. And then I will go to help him. He gets up to try to, you know, to go to the guy. He touches the guy. The guy gives such a scream, he's out. Says, when a person feels pachas movis, he gets out of the pach. If a person will feel odom kiyomus, I don't have a different alternative, he will manage to learn Friday 5 hours. He will manage to learn Shabbos 5 hours. He will manage to learn Ben Azmali. It's impossible how that guy got out of the cave. No one has a question here how that guy got out, right? Well, everything in the story is interesting, but the guy managed to get out of this pashut. He got out. Before you couldn't get out. When you really have to, you get out. Odom kiyomus oyel. The Mesir Snefesh to Teire. But a person has to be Mesir Snefesh to Teire, has to be a Zevi Odom kiyomus. If a person does that, then Be'ez Hashem, he will have the Siyat HaLishma. So, where are your parents?
They live on Ocean Parkway.
So.